said recently by our regional vice governor, all it belongs completely to the regional government. So still, so in other words, so there is no presumption. We cannot take it for granted. It belongs to both, don't you agree? No, we know that it doesn't belong to both. And still we say Achleiko, the Roshua, even though there's a possibility that had each one been required to take Yeshua, he would be deterred and he would be made it. So we don't say it. We don't say it. So that's Kamo Vichamo, here, where they both hold it, so we say Chazok Eko Mati Odom Shei Shalei. So we certainly should say that it should be Chilkin without Yeshua. Why Yeshua? There is nothing to be Mivareya. Everything is Mivareya of it. This is how it is explained. Now, what is, so that seems to be so poshik, after all, and Chodesh to Rabbi Tam, I mean, with Luke, we have to say that this basis is in line with Rabbi Tam Shita here that day. So Rabbi Tam says that we say an Ansade. So other Rabbi, so the Maston of the Gemara is right. So other Rabbi, so if Sumche says that it's Yachleik without Yeshua, and we don't have to be Mivar anything, in a case where there are no Beroi, over there there are no Beroi, still we say Yachleik without Yeshua, and we don't tell the parties, well, let them swear, maybe through Yeshua one of them will be deterred from taking. We don't say that. So I have come on the hammer here, where we have already a presumption that it belongs to both of them. So why shouldn't we impose Yeshua on them? So why did the Havamin of Gemara say the reverse? So we have to say something similar to what we said in Rashi. What did we say in Rashi? That the Havamin of the Gemara assumes that Vashnaim is a mitalet, so each one is the more than all things. The Maskon of the Gemara is, according to Rashi, Shnaim is a mitalet, no one is the more than anything. So the talus is lying in the tree. Now, according to Teisvet, so we have to say that according to Maskone, so each one is more than half, and not only Murzek the Tirasofi, but it is there is the Biro of Murzek of Chazok of Maseh Shalei in half. So there is a Chazok of Maseh Shalei that each one has a half. That's the Maskone of the Gemara. However. The Havamin of the Gemara was, the Havamin was also that each one is in Murze, in a half only, not as Rashi. According to Rashi, the Havamin of the Gemara was that each one is in Murze, Rashi says so and so many words. Each one is in Murze in the whole town. But according to Tesis, so each one is in Murze, the Havamin was also that each one is in Murze, in a half only. But where is according to Maskone? So it's the Bureau of Murze. So according to Havamine, it's not the Bureau of Murze, not. There is no Bureau. When is there a Bureau? The Havamine assumes that when is there a Bureau? If one holds. But if two are pushing, so there is no Bureau. As for anything. But there is another din of Murzek, the Sophic din of Murzek, like Sophic Chere, even though there is no Biro. So when the two hold the talis, so each one is a Murzek, but without Biroi. We have no Biroi. So there is a Sophic, but each one is a Murzek in the head. So Mimele, the Gemara says as follows. The question was, how is it the Tzumche, So we even take out from the possession of the topus, and we say Yachleiku, because of Shore. So without you. And here, where both are equally Mosafic, each one is a Mosaic and a half. Over there, so one of the parties is a Mosaic in the whole thing, and still we take it out of the possession, the Bayat Luke. So here, that was the Kasha of the Gemara. We're both am zochen, zog he. But, and there is no bureau, but each one is more than a head. So we should certainly take it out from the possession of both and say yachleku, and apply it pshor, without shvur. So the Gemara, the Havamin et Freset, seems the Gemara assumed in the Havamin, that there is no bureau. So it is Sophic who owns it. It is Sophic who owns it. And since it's they produce the Sophic, so Bishlay Nalik it's Sumche. So after all, Sumche says that we even have to take out the Vlad from the possession of the Tophus and the Ply in Chlup because of the Selectors. So it's only over there where they are not involved for producing the Sophic before them. So Mele Bezdin has to do justice to them and the Ply Pshot. And the Ply Pshot. Mashein came here. Well, the Loitan is saying there is no Sophic. Who produces the Sophic? They create a problem, they create a Sophic. So Bezden is not Mechuyev to make it short. Make it short. Because why is Bezden Mechuyev to make it short? In other words, Echot Levin Lachot Pshore. In other words, in order to alleviate the hardships of the parties, so Bezden is Mechuyev to make it short. Even if the Pshore will not conform to the objective. So, but in a case where they don't produce the problem, so then Bezden is mechuyev to make it pshor and alleviate the problem. Mashenke the hardship. Mashenke here, it's like a broad moment. The Loitan is saying there is no Sophic. They created a Sophic, they created a problem. Why should Bezden make it pshor? Why should Bezden make it pshor? And in order to alleviate their hardships, they created a problem in the hardship. So let them worry about it. Bezden is not mechuyev to make it pshore, to alleviate the heart. That was the Havamin of the Gemara. And that's a very good sword. A very good sword. And there is nothing that we can say against it. Except that the Maskona of the Gemara assumes, but no, so according to Havamin of the Gemara, so that was the deep pshore, we don't apply. Why don't we apply the deep pshore? The aloha pshore said, because, like at all the moment, we apply pshore only when the parties did not produce the problem. But in this case, when they produce the sophic, so mele, we don't have to alleviate their hardships by applying the pshore. So why is it that we say, yachleku uivishwe? If we apply the din of pshore of Selectivism, pshore, then we have to say yachleku without pshore. But since ipshore we don't apply, because here they created a problem. They created their own hardship. So mele we don't have to apply pshore. So we don't say yachleku lo ishwe. But why do we say yachleku ishwe? So yachleku ishwe is on the basis of ameitzim chavere all over Raya. But the question is, since according to the Havamin of the Gemara, so each one is a muzek in half only. Two, there is no din bill of muzek, but the sofik din of muzek there is, and there is aloha famitz b'chaver al raya that we let the muzek retain the thing that he has, the thing or the part of the thing in which he has possession. So even on the basis too, from the point of view of pshore, we couldn't say yachleku. Because they created a problem. So we don't apply the din of Tzedekir, the din of Shore. But let us say Yachleku without the Shvuyeh on the basis of Ameitzim Chavir Olaray. After all, the Havamin assumed that each one is a Mutak and a head. So even if we don't impose the Shvuyeh upon the party, and each one will get a head, so he will retain that part of the talis in which he has possession. True, we have no beruim, but let us apply the sophic din of Mozek and let us say Yachlik without the Shvuyeh on the basis of Hamitzim Chaver El Ovaraye. True, that we cannot say Yachlik on the basis of Tzedek Tirdov. So what was the lomdes of the Havamin of the Gemara? So we have to say, now, I mentioned the Shita of the Rashbam. The Rashbam Shita is, and now the more passings in the Machlekes, the connection of the Machlekes between Rabbi Rabin Rahinsen, there in the cave, the two cases, one dealing with Shtachiz and the other one is dealing with Shtamechirek of Kakoiz. So Rabbi believed the one who produced the Shtar with the Mige, being in the case of Zuze, being in the case of Are, and being in the case of Zuze, even the case of Zuze, where he's definitely made. And Rahinsen did not believe the one who produced the Shtar, even the case of Ar. Then that's a machleket between Rabbi and Rabbi. But the Gemara passed Hilchas Rabbi Ba'are, the Hilchas the Kaime Ba'are Tekum, Hilchas Kavos the Rabbi Yisrael, the Zuzah, the Hilchas the Kaime Zuzah. So the Rashbam explains it on the basis of Sleiket Adin. In other words, the Gemara has this topic, whether the Aloche is like Rabbi, or the Aloche is like Rabbi Yisrael. So Mimele, since it's Sleiket Adin, so here has the time of the take. So Gabi Zuze, who has the Moiz? The Levi. Some Mele, the one who is made to the Shtar, the Malve, cannot be made. So we let the Moiz stay with the Levi. Gabi Are, who is on the premises? The Malve. Even though he doesn't have the Mushonim, he doesn't have the genuine Shtar, he was made it. The Shtar was not genuine. But he's on the premises, so we say, since we don't know where the Aloch is like Rabbi, like Aviyasev, so we say, hey, the time of Arate. So Tesis explains Rashbam distinguishes between Sveike Mitzias and Sveike Mitzias. If it's Sveike Mitzias, then we say, Hamitz B'chaveyol Raye, and the moment has to remain the Mush. Now, in case of Are, so even though there is a Marzik, but if the Marzik doesn't have Gimushonim, who is considered a Murzik, the Morekam? Because there is no one talks. So that's in case where there is a Sveke Din Tzias. In case of Sveke Din Dine, so even though the Morekam is a Murzik, but Bezdin cannot do anything. Bezdin cannot say, well, let the Morekame recover the karake from the mouth, because then Bezdin will be upsetting the status quo, and since it is Sveike Dine, so then Bezdin has to say, Momene Yechadikoye Teikum. So sometimes the Momene Yechadikoye Teikum is the equal of Murzek, and sometimes it's not the equal of Murzek. For example, in this case, who is the Murzek? The Murzek, from the point of view of Murzek, who is the Murzek? So then we should say that the Tarke should be recovered by the Morekam. From the point of view of Momene Yechadikoye Teikum, in other words, Bezdin cannot upset the status quo. The moment has to remain where it is, in the same status. So from the point of view of Momene Yechadikoye Teikum, so who should keep it? The Mar. So, of course, the Rashbam Shite is only in case of Sveike Dine. But in case of Sveike Dine Momene, there is a locher of Hamesim Chavir Olvaraye, that the one who is Alpidine Murzek has to keep the man. Even though the one who is the Murzek has to take it away from the status quo. That's in the case of, but in case of Sveike Dine, there we don't apply the Dine of Murzek. So, we don't say, Hamitzi Mimurzek Olavarai, in case of Sveike Dine. But we say, in case of Sveike Dine, we don't say Hamitzi Mimurzek Olavarai. Hamitzi from the status quo, from Hamitzi Mimameine Hechadikoye Olavarai. So in other words, so we see that there are two alohes. There is one alohe, so we see from this Rashbam, there are two alohes. There are two dinim of Hamitzi Mechaver Olavarai. And we can apply the expression Hamitzi Mechaveri Olavarai to both halachim, but There are two distinct halachas, two independent halachas of Hametz Mechaveh Olaraya. There is one halacha of Hametz Mechaveh Olaraya, which means that Hametzim Yad Amurze Olov Lehobe Araya. So that could be, let's say, where you have his Veken Yitzir, or Treu Treu, and the character happens to be, and let's say the Marzik is on the premises of the car. But the Morikami is considered the Murzik. So if there is a Sveken Yitzir, or Treu Treu, not a Sveken Yitzir, then according to the Rashbam, we say, Hametzi min Hamurze Kolov Lovarai. And even if the Meitzim in Amurzek happens to be the Marzik, the coin, he happens to be on the premises, so it's still upon him is the burden of proof. That's one thing of Hametzim Chavir Arayi. Then there's another thing of Hametzim Chavir Arayi. Hametzim, not Hametzim in Amurzek, Olof Lov Arayi, but Hametzim in Amom in Heicha the coin. If one who wants to upset the status quo, all of Lovarai. So in Sveikin Idine, where there is Sveikin Itzies, then we say Hametzim in Amurze. He has the burden to bring food, but to be revived. But in case of Sveikin Idine, so who has the burden of producing food? So the one who wants to upset the status quo. The one who is Meitzim in Momeine Hechadikor. Momeine Hechadikor. So let's say by Sveikin Idine, so who has the burden of proof? Since there is a Sveikin Idine, who has the burden of proof? The Morikami, even though he is the Murze, but he is Meitzim Momeine Mehechadikot. Now, so it is true that according to the Rashbam, where there is a Sveikin Mitzies, not a Sveikin Idine, then which being of Meitzim Chavir Olov Arayi takes precedence, the din of Hametzim in Amurzek Olov Arayi, not Hametzim Mimomene Meicha Dikoy takes precedence. Speaking of din, so Hametzim, the din, the other din of Hametzim Chavir Olov Arayi, of Hametzim Mimomene Meicha Dikoy Olov Arayi. But we have two din. We have two kinds of Hametzim Chavir Olov Arayi, two Allah Hametzim Olov Arayi. One is Hametzim in Amurzek Olov Lov Arayi, and we have another din of Hametzim Chavir Olov Arayi, Hametzim Momei Meicha Dikoy, Olov Lov Arayi. So Memele, the Havamin of the Gemara was, that each one is in Murzek Lehem. And that is Maskon also. But where is the Maskon? So each one is in Murzek, Mitzadbiru Lehem. And the Havamin only Mitzadzohi. Not mitzad biru. So the Gemara Memele said, "Afilu teimis sumche, ki yomas sumche seichadik et ror at the moment. Uabelo itali seimis afilu bezdin. So then, would bezdin is required to make a pshara? After all, they didn't create a problem. The problem is created by itself. It's presented by itself. So bezdin has to make a pshara. Avo hechad like it ror at the rush. I was in palace." There is no din of pshara. So Mele, it's not Yachleiko below Yishwa. But the question is, let it be true. On the basis of pshara, it couldn't be Yachleiko below Yishwa. But since the Havami also assumes that each one is a Murzek in the head, so let Bezdin apply pshara without Shwa on the basis of Hametzim Chavere Olov Arayi. So the Havamin assumes that since it's only the Murzek of Sofi, and through Shvui will be able to be Mivara, because Shvui is also a partial deal. After all, it's where. So, and we say that moment is Loi Choshed HaShvui. So Shvui is a deal. Is also a deal. So Memele, the Havamin assumed that in this case, since we don't have the Biro of Murzek, and only the Sofik din of Murzek, the din of Pshore, we cannot apply. But the question is, let us say Yachleik without Ishwe on the basis of Hametzim Chavir Olov Arayi, then there are two dinim of Hametzim Chavir Olov Arayi. Und die noch haben wir haben wir ist wird haben wir sie in der Musik und auf Loverei. So from the point of view of this alloy, of Hamilton in a music of love, so here he doesn't have to swear. He doesn't have to be Mivaria, to be Mivaria to produce evidence by means of his English word. Because without word, see, each one is a music in the head. So he doesn't want, so if we were to say Yachrit without his word, then no one would be a Mitzim Yadam music. Even if we say Yachlik without Ishwe, no one would be made in Yadam Muze, because each one would retain the half in which is a Muze. So no one would be a made in Yadam Muze. But there is another aloha of Hamitzim Chavir Al-Rai. Hamitzi, Momene Meicha Dikoye. So true, in Muze, Muze is a din. Muze is not just a Mitzies Chuli. Muze is a din. You see that there is aloha of Muze, even more kamer. Here it's no mitzvahs of tovus. So muzik is a din. Not so. So memele, true that insofar as the din muzik is concerned, so each one is a muzik only in a head. So memele, from the point of view, we couldn't say yachlik of ishwe from the point of view of the din, of the haloche, hamitzim in a muzik all of loveraya. Because from the point of view of the halacha of Hamitzim in Amuze, all of the Hove Raya, so here each one has a din muzik in the head, so without any Raya, he should be entitled to retain that in which is a muzik. He doesn't have to produce any Raya in order to retain that which is a muzik. He has to produce Raya only to take out something, but to retain that which is muzik, not. But there is another halacha of Hamitzim Chavir Al-Raye. Not Hamitzim Namurze Kolof Lo-Viraye. Hamitzim Omeine Meicha Dikoye. If somebody wants to upset the status quo of the moment. So all of Lo-Viraye. All of Lo-Viraye. We see that according to the Rashbam, takes us his chelik on the Rashbam. But we see that according to the Rashbam, so when there is a conflict between the Din of Hamitzim and the din and of Hamitzi Mumene Meicha Dikoyim Olam Ovraye. So the question is, which din should we apply? So in case of Sveke the Dine, so the Haloche of Hamitzi Mumene Meicha Dikoyim Olam Ovraye takes precedence over the Haloche of Hamitzi Namurzek Olam Ovraye. That's the Rashbam Shite. Teitzves is Chelek. And Teitzves here in Bometzie could agree with Teitzves in Bometzie. Because Teitzves in Bometzie could hold that where there is a conflict between the Haloche, between the application of the principle of Hamitzi Momen Yeramuzik Olovaraye and the principle of Hamitzi Momen Yechalikoye, so that the principle of Hamitzi Momen Namurzek Olovaraye takes precedence even in the case of Sege Divide. But there is such a thing. There is such a thing. Of Hamitzi Momen, of Hamitzi Momen, Meichalikoye, Olovaraye. And here, so, from the point of view of Murzek, so each one is a Murzek, in a half a talent. So, Memele, we could say Achleiku. We could say Achleiku without a shwe, without infringing upon the principle of Hamitzi Momen Miyala Muzik Olovaraye. Because if we say Achleiku without a shwe, each one will get that half in which he's a Muzik, so we will not be violating the principle of Hamitzi Momen Miyala Muzik Olovaraye. But there is another principle. Hamitzi Momen Minheicha Dikoye Olovaraye. All of Lovaraya. Now, so in other words, if anyone wants to upset the status quo of the moment, so all of Lovaraya. Now here in this case, two, each one is a muzik all in the head. But what is the status quo of this moment, of this talent? The status quo of this talent is that it is in the tzvis elbow. It's in the tzvis elbow. Now, if we were to say Yachleiku. Yachleiku. Without the Shmuye, we best would upset the status quo of Momentum. Why should we infringe upon this aloha of that we best is not supposed to upset the status quo of Momentum? So when Bezdin can, by means of imposing the Shvuyah upon the party, and the Shvuyah itself, the Shvuyah that each party will take will be in lieu of evidence. So then Bezdin will not infringe upon the principle of Hameitzi Momen Meicha Dikoye, all of all the riot, because they will bring riot. So that's why the Gemara said in the Halamine, Afilutei Mesumche, Ki Omar Sumche, So in other words, so the Havamin of Gemara assumed the Bashnaimers of the Talis, each one is a Mordek and a half opposite. So the Sophidin of Mordek, there is no Bill of Mordek. So Memele, we couldn't say Yachleiku. Now there are two questions. First of all, let us say Yachleiku with. So in Machlokes for the Chameir, where the party did not produce the suffix, they didn't create a problem. The problem was created by itself, by virtue of the peculiar circumstances of the case. So their Bezdin is mechuyev to apply pshat. But in this case, where the party produced the problem, they produced the suffix. So Bezdin cannot apply pshat when the parties are responsible for the problem, for the suffix. So Memele, we cannot apply the din of Tzedek Tzedek. But then there is another question. True, we couldn't say Yachleiku on the basis of Tzedek Tzedek Tzedek, but let us say Yachleiku Goli Shvue on the basis of Amitim Chaveri all over Aye. After all, each one is a music in Hefekales. And so what does it mean? Without any Aye, without Shvue, let's say, without the party taking the Shvue, which is in lieu of Aye, So each one, if it's divided, so each one will retain that half in which he has possession. So it will be in line with the principle of Hameitzim Chaveri Olam Raya. The answer is no. If we were to say Yachleiku Lishvuyah, it would be in line with one aloha of Hameitzim Chaveri Olam Raya. Hameitzim Yadamurzek Olam Olam Raya. So here we could say Yachleiku, and no one would be made from the Murzek. But there is another halacha of Hameitzi Chaveri Olam Raya. Hameitzi Momen Meicha Dikoye Olam Olam Raya. Now, here, what anyone who is Bezdin wants to, if one wants to upset the status quo of the Momen, the position of the Momen, the status quo of the Momen, so then Olam Olam Raya, if Bezdin will say Yachleiku Lo Yishvuyah, so what is it? Then Bezdin will upset the status quo of Momen. Because the status quo of Momen is that it's stuff with the Yachneyan, and here we'll take it away from Yachneyan. So Memele will upset the status quo of this talis, of this talis, without Raye. So Memele, Bezdin says, give Raye, produce Raye, swear. So that will be in lieu of the Raye. So it will be in line with the other din of Hameitzim Chaveri, all of Raye also. Yes, what is it?
According to
that second,
it's just a matter that they're physically
problems. Yeah, all right. So that means status quo. Status quo is determined by the physical phenomenon only. You see, even in Karke, where Alpidin the Murzek is the Morekame, but the status quo is who is on the premises, the Marv. What is it? One second. No, so then the Maskona of the Gemara is that here it's an ansadeh, so certainly, so there is nothing to prove. All of a riot. Well, there is evidence.
But you said that in the whole fashion of the process, right, there was a conflict. Right?
Yeah.
There's a kind of process that a Muslim woman in Mufsit, all of the right, wins out in Dina, right?
Yeah, no.
So now over here, the Dina, over here, wouldn't there also be a case?
No, here the Maskon of the Gemara is that there is a Biru, there is Chazoki, Komayunit Yisholei. So why should they swear? Okay. Suppose Yadim, who testified, that they both picked it up at the same time. So they would have to swear. There is riot. So here there is also riot. Chazoki, Komayunit Yisholei. All right, now, There is one thing, I mean, the Beis Halevi points out from the Rashi. Now, the Rosh says that according to Rashi, so if, now, Tesis in Gdushin says that even if the Mekach is Yad HaMecher, but if we know, let's say, that Reuven gave the money to the Mecher, Shimon did not give the money, so even if the Mecher will say, Reuven gave the money, Shimon did not give the money, but I was Nisrata to Shimon, he's not Nemon. Why? Because the whole mnemonic of the Mecher Bizman Shamech Yodeh is based upon Nige. So in the case where it is admitted, where he, the Mecher, admits, or we know that Reuven gave the money, but the Mecher says, I was Nisrata to Shimon, so it's a Nige Mokimeh. In other words, there is a Chazoke, that the Mecher is Nisrata to the one who gave the money, not to the other part. So this chazoke is so strong that it's considered like an ansar, like it. So it's a nigel mokimei. The Rosh says that according to Rashi, it's not like that. According to Rashi, so the Meicher is believed to say that I gave, that even though Reuven gave me the money, not Shimon, but I was Nisrata Shimon. All right, this is what the Rosh says, all right. Now, here we saw last time that Rashi says in the Tzrichas of the Gemara, so Rashi says, Domeko Yayin, Vito Nemekach Omemcha, Ravamine, מקומם חבוד רום רבון שוא עליי משל מיר רום חבוי דומק יוי ואנ דומק יוי בנה האט יש רבל די אש קלא נו חבוי לייז לו יתרבל יז בן אבל מצד כל מן מרו חיימלו סו דומק יוי בנה דומי מאני רייטליט וואי דומי מאני רייטליט נאגו איז דה וואן הו איז נאט טלינג דה טרוט איז מיר אטע וואי איז מיר אטע הי סייז טו מיי פרנד שימן סייז טו הימסלף To Reuven, he gave money, I didn't give money, but I'm also ready to give money. So, in his mind, it is perfectly all right, it's perfectly legitimate to accept. So in other words, now the question is, why does Rashi say, in this Sricha say, Domiko Yayivne, Domimani Reitzeliten? After all, the Matkona of the Gemara is, not Uzuzem Itavaye, not Uzuzem Itavaye, Mechandaitim Chazal Korcha. So let Rashi say, So Rashi say, Chavir Domek Yoi, Vanino Sati Dom. That would be, I mean, a better meritary, a better ground. He already gave money. Why does Rashi have to say, Domiman Rachelit? Well, so the answer is, so the Bitalevi said. So we have to say that Rashi, when he says Domiman Rachelit, he wants to explain the Srichas of the Gemara, even Malibi the Havan. Even Malibi the Havan. Because that's the derech of Rashi to explain the Mishnah with the Havamine and so on. So he wants to explain this Riches of the Gemara even a little bit of Havamine. The Havamine of the Gemara was that the Mishnah is referenced to the case of Nokat Zuze Mechad, and still there is a Meir Atere. So maybe Rashi has to say, Domim Amireitzelit. So Domim Amireitzelit. Now the question is this. So according to Rashi, if he says, let's say Reuven and Shimon argue over the talis, and if it's not Ketzuze Nechat, so it's Yachleiku, even in the case where. He's made it. Let's say Shimon is made it that Reuven gave money. But he's staying, true, Reuven gave money, but the Mecher was Nisrata to me. So it's also Yahweh. It's also Yahweh. Now the kashe of the Gemara is, so the kashe is, the Gemara asks the kashe, Viler, this is a manokat, and the Gemara says, I mean, it was, that the Mishnah has reference to the case, where he took money from only one. The Gemara's kashe is, Viler, this is a manokat. So what does Rashi say? Mishal es amecheyam and mitzibel damer. So that means Rashi doesn't say Mishal es amecheyam and mitzibel damer. But Mishal es amecheyam and mitzibel damer. And suppose, so that means, so it appears from this Gemara, from the Gemara's kashe, that if we do have the mecheyam, mitzibel es adomim, and the mecheyam will say, that he was mikabel the domin, from Ruvein, so then Ruvein will get it out. Even though Shimon says true that Ruvein gave the money, but the meicher was nisrat to me, was nisrat matter to me, so that he steer it. I mean, here from the Lashon of Rashi is mashma domiko yayiv ne domin amireitel. So that means. That even if he admits that Reuven gave the money, but he did not give the money, but still it is Yahweh. Why? Because he claims that Reuven the Mecher was misrated. So then, in other words, so if we say Yahweh, even in the case where we know that it is, even the case where we know that Reuven gave the money, where he admits that Reuven gave the money. But if he claims that the Meicher was nisrated to him, to Shimon, so then it's still Yachleiko. So why does Gemara ask, Lavis is Manokat, Nishil Samicha Mikibul Gamel? So what does it mean? And if the Meicher will say, he was Mikabul the Domin from Reuven, so then Reuven will get a talent, even though Shimon says, the Meicher was nisrated to me. So the Talevi says, it's mashma, from Rashi Shite, that Rashi holds, if the Mecha doesn't say anything, so then, even if the party, like Tei Shimon, admits that Reuven gave the money to the Mecha, but the Mecha was nisrate to him, So in such a case, his name is Emige. So maybe it's Yachleiko. Because he could have been saying, I gave the money. He doesn't say, I gave the money. He says, Reuven gave money. But the Mecha was distracted from him. So maybe his name is Yachleiko. Just as if he had said, I gave the money, not Reuven. Mashein came in the case. Mashenkin in the case where the Mecher is asked, and the Mecher said that he took the money from Reuven and Shimon didn't give him any money. So then Shimon does not have. So even though Shimon says, all right, but the Mecher was nisrated to me. So Memele, the Mecher is not Nemon, because then he does, I'm not sorry, I don't think the Mecher is not Nemon. I mean, Shimon is not Nemon, because Shimon doesn't have any Mige. Shimon does not have any Mige. This is what the Bisalevi says on Rashi. All right. Now, let's see the Rosh. Paragraph Gimel. The beginning of Shnaimor. Umidivrei Rabbi Natam, Yesh Lilmi, Dei dechot peitam nashvot. Vehivu Raam Maram Mechutenberg, Zal Raya Lidvor. Mida Shidon Shvuet, Lecholoven Uchachato Sudin Kom. Avu Kom Hu, Lini Shvuet. Dilu Miya Tokro, Bein Lechiyuf Shvuet, Bein Lipotam Nashvot. Veit Kau Lecheno, Eize Keach Merube, Keach Hamur Vekol Keach Shemur. הבאים מהכוח המורזק, אם כי קל לכם אמרו, ומה כשאית מסייע למי שאין מורזק? זה כי כסם מורזק לשובה, כשאית מסייע למורזק, כל שם שיוסרנו משהו. So, זה מרם רוטנברג שיטה, אמין, זה רמתם שיטה, רמר רוטנברג שיטה, that the Tehillim say, yeah, Patas of Shuvah. Which way? Shuvah Reis. Every Shuvah Reis. Shuvah Shomrim, Shuvah Sedechot, Shuvah Medin Mitzvah. There are only three Shuvah Reis. So if there is a Tehillim say, yeah, who testifies on behalf of the Mitzvah, on behalf of the Mitzvah is Mechuyev Shuvah, let's say the Mitzvah is Mechuyev Shuvah, because the Tehillim said to him, you owe me $100, and the Mitzvah said, I owe you only $50. So the Mitzvah is Mechuyev Shuvah. And then in Decho testified that he only owes $50. He was present at the time that way was made. Then he saw that only $50 was borrowed. Oh, he was present there and he saw that $50 of the 100 original debt so was paid up. So the Decho testifies on behalf of the Mitzvah, so the Mitzvah doesn't have to swear. Or let's say when Sheimer is staying in Enzo, Shemasochor is the Nenso, so he has to swear, and then Decho testifies that he saw that it was Nenso. Or, let's say, Reuven claims, says to Shimon, you borrowed from me $100, and Shimon answers, La'adam, is a Kippur Hakel. But then Decho testifies, one Decho testifies, that he did bow, and then there is another Decho who testifies, who is Matrish the Idechod who testifies on behalf of the Reya. There is an Idechod who testifies on behalf of the Nitva. So he doesn't have this one. That's from Maram Rutenberg. And what's the Raya of Maram Rutenberg? The Hebe Maram Rutenberg Raya Lidvor. Mit Ashinom Bishwes, the Cholovin Uchochato Sudeinkov. Avol Kom Liyan Shwes. Do a Mi at the Kor Bein Lechi of Shwes, Bein Lepotan Ashwes. So the first Raya, we understand very well. The first raya is that since the Gemara learns it out from the pasuk, v'cholovin uchachatos v'yokum idecho, v'ish v'cholovin uchachatos, and the Gemara darshins v'cholovin uchachatos udenikom, avul kom hu mishwe, and the Gemara doesn't say avul kom hu lechayiv shwe, avul kom hu mishwe. So that's the first hakosuf, kom hu mishwe, for the idecho is kom mishwe, so it doesn't make any difference. Whether it's the Chayiv Shwe or Liftam Shwe, because the Xerzakosuf is the Kovin Shwe, and therefore it's effectively Shwe. Alright, so of course you can argue that, I mean you can say that Kovin Shwe means to be Chayiv Shwe, but not to part of Shwe. Alright, but this is what the Ma'amar Rutenberg said. They, another reason, Kal v'cheino, Eize Keach Merube, Keach HaMurzek or Keach She'ei Murzek, ואם הכיח המורזק, אם כן כאו החיים הרוב, ומה כשואב מסייע למשי מורזק, זה ככס המורזק לשובה, כשואב מסייע למורזק, כל שיש יותרם מהשואב. Now the Rosh did not darsh in the Torah, I mean, Chazal darsh in the Torah, and the Rosh did not darsh in them, did not make any droshes. You don't find the Rishenim that they should make droshes. Sometimes you find, very seldom, you find cases who less kikashe, why doesn't the Gemara make a Kawachena? So it's not that Tesis makes a Kawachena. Tesis had no right to make a Kawachena. Chazal had the right to make a Kawachena. But Tesis says the Kashi, why didn't Chazal make a Kawachena? Because Kawachena is Odom Dom Me'atzmi without a specific Kabbalah. So it can be done. So Chazal have the Keach to Darshan Kawachena even without a specific Kabbalah. So maybe Tesis sometimes Ask Sikashe, why doesn't this Tane, I mean, Darshan Kawachena? All right, but Rishenim themselves have no keach to Darshan Kawachena. Here, all of a sudden, the Rambam Gutenberg, he Darshan Kawachena. Is the keach merube, keach hamurzek, keach sheim murzek? Heveim a keach hamurzek, im ken kawachena hu, uma kishoyim disayei alim sheim murzek, zei kikis hamurzek lishova, שאין מסייע למורזק, כל שכן שיפטרנו מן השווה. So we have to say, it's not a kawachema. It's not a kawachema. I think this doesn't darshan kawachema. I mean, Maram Rutenberg doesn't darshan kawachema. It's not a kawachema of Yalkuse. It's a kawachema of logic. It's kawachema of logic. Actually, there are two kinds. There is the Yudgimu Midashatir and Dreshes Ben. And Kalachemer is one of the Yudhimu Mishatir and Dreshes Ben, mentioned in the Braise of Rabbi Shmuel. But then there is also a Braise of Rabbi Yisi Aglil, Bishleishim Ushtayim Midas Hatir and Dreshes. But You see, Shleishim Ushtayim Midas includes now, how is it? How is it here when Rabbi Shmuel says, B'yudgimu Midas Hatzeyon Negrashes? And here he says, B'shleishim Ushtayim Midas Hatzeyon Negrashes. So, the Sefer HaKdishus of Rabbi Shimshon Mikunin, so he discusses these things and he says that the Shleishim Ushtayim Midas of Rabbi Yisi Aglili contain also certain glory in the interpretation of the Torah. Not Yalfuset. Yalfuset, that's not the Pshudish on Mikro. But there are certain, when Rabbi Yisrael really says, Shleishim Ushtayim Midas, Hatera Midrashet, he has reference not only to the Yalfuset as such, well, only Chazal, the Chachma Kabbalah, have realized the Keach to Darshan. But he has reference also to certain technique, to certain criteria that have to be applied in interpreting the Torah, in the pshutei of the Torah. So that is mosul to everybody. That is mosul to everyone who learns Torah. I mean, so there are certain criteria by we can interpret the Torah. So, and as a matter of fact, we see that the Kal Chaimer, in the Braise of Rabbi Shmuel, so Kal Chaimer Keita, how do we know, Rabbi Shmuel says, how do we know that one of the Midrash Hatera Nidreshes there is Kal Chaimer? Shenemar bo vio yorek yorek bifoner. Tisog yoshiv atzion. That was mentioned in connection with Miriam. So what does it mean? It wasn't, Miriam wasn't a vio yorek bifoner. Amram didn't speak in her face. So in other words, what the Torah means is, since in the case of a vio yorek yorek bifoner, so Ali Tisog Yashivat Yomim, Kalvachim Elishchim. So we should say Kalvachim Elishchim or Yidalad Yehim, we learn it's no Kame, but I will not listen to it. But herein we have the Mokeh for Kalvachim, that the Torah is Midrash in Kalvachim. So this is not logic, I mean, this is not logic. You couldn't say that on the basis of sound logic. So since in the case where of Vio Yoyd Bifonel, is Tisog Yashivat Yomim, so Kalchino Vishchino, when someone gets an Izife from the Rebbein Shalom, as Miriam did, so of course it's Soga Shivat Yomi. No, right? When a Vio is Yoi Bufaneo, so then it's Soga Shivat Yomi. But when someone gets an Izife from the Shchino, it's not Soga Shivat Yomi, I mean, what's the right? On the basis of pure logic, so he couldn't say it. But it's Yalfus. Now, so the Braise of Rabbi Shmuel mentions the Mokia for Kalachena, the posit of Ovio Yorit Yorit Bufanel. Ovio Yorit Yorit Bufanel. Ali Tisoga Shilachon. Kalachema Lishrin. Now, the Braise of Lamed Vis Vidish of Adisa Aglili, so there it mentions other things also. For example, it mentions Bimot that the Vim Ksuvim, Divre Kabole, Amit Roshim Bimosh. Shenemaya, Shenema, Holy Holcho Eitzim, Mimshech Lohem Melech. In Shevsky, the Mosh. It's a Mosh, an allegory. So, I mean, this is not the Alfutzeh, this is one of the techniques how to interpret Nevi'im and Ksuvim. So, Divrei Teiro are not interpreted to a Mosh. Are not to be taken, cannot be interpreted figuratively. In Shevsky, the Moshe. That's a Moshe, an allegory. So, I mean, this is not the Alfutzeh, this is one of the techniques how to interpret Nevi'im and Ksuvim. So, Divrei Teiro are not interpreted through a Moshe. Are not to be taken, cannot be interpreted figuratively. But in Divrei Kabbalah, Nevi'im and Ksuvim, so can be interpreted figuratively, I mean, according to a certain mandoma, so all of Eve is an allegory. But in the Torah, we cannot say, I mean, an allegory. Now, so this is also mentioned, being one of the Lamed Veis Midei, Mosh. But that applies only, that is limited only to Nevi'im Ksuvim, not to the Torah. Not to the Torah. So that's not Yalfuset. So that's one of the techniques of interpreting the Torah. So sometimes we have to interpreted in a figurative way. All right, so we see a riot to Rabbi Nissim Shem, the Baal Achrisus, Sif Achrisus, that the Lamed Veis Midas of Rabbi Yisrael Glili are not limited to Yalfuset like the Yud Gimu Midas of Rabbi Shmuel. They contain Yalfuset and they contain other things, techniques of interpretation, which is muscle to everyone who learns Torah. He has to know how to interpret the Torah. So the Lamed Veis Midas of Rabbi Yisrael Glili says, Kalachena Keitzah, how do we know that the Torah is interpreted through a Kalachena? So Shenemar, so he doesn't mention the Pasuk of Vio Yorik Yorik Vanel, Halik Sogya Shivat Yomik, Kalachena Lishchino, but it mentions the Pasuk of the Pare, that Mishra Rabbeinu said to the Rebbeinu Shalom, Hey Yisroi lo yaminu li, veich yamin lifar. So that's the Kalachena. What kind of the Kalachena is this? This is the Kalachena of logic. This is not the Kalachena of Yalfuset. This is plain logic. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu made the logical statement. He made the logical deduction. If Yisroel yaminu li, so how can Paro believe? So this kind of Kalachena, this is one of the techniques in interpreting the Torah. In other words, we have to know that when we study Torah, we can apply this line of reasoning. Perhaps we are not even at liberty to apply this kind of reasoning. So we deduce from this process that the Torah is interpreted through the Kalachema of life. So there are two kinds of Kalachema. There is the Kalachema of Yalfuset, which is not based upon life. But it's one of the Midrash Atir and Breshet men. So the Chachmei HaKavore can darshni Kalachena. Exereshove, they can darshni Droshni. Exereshove also. Only thing is, Exereshove requires the Kavore. Every Yalfuse and Kalachena doesn't. But it's Kalachena of Yalfuse, not of logic. Then there is the Kalachena of logic, so that everybody can apply the Kalachena of logic. So when the Marame Rutenberg says Reit Kalachena, he doesn't mean the Kalachena of Yalfuse. The Shemim don't make Yalfuse. Reit Kalachena, Eze Keach Merube Keach Hamurzek, Keach Shehim Urzek, Heveim Keach Hamurzek, Imkin Kalachena, Umaki Shoeid Misayeya, Remi Shehim Murzek, Zeki Kisamurzek Lishba, Kisheid Misayeya, Lemurzek Kolchki Shehutan Ashur. So he says, it's a Kalachena of logic. He said, excuse me. Now, so it's a Kalachena of logic, he says, since the Torah says that the Nidechot is Mechayev Yeshua, what does it mean Nidechot Mechayev Yeshua? For example, Reuven says to Shimon, you borrowed from me $100. So Shimon says, La'adam. Shimon says, La'adam, a kivrat. But the Nidechot says, Shimon borrowed $100. So if Reuven wants to be relieved of pain, he has to swear to contradict the Nidechot. So the Idechot is effective to be made Simone. Now suppose Reuven says to Shimon, you borrowed from me $100, and Shimon says, I borrowed from you only 50. So Shimon is mechuyev to swear, but the Idechot says that he saw that he borrowed only 50. So why shouldn't we say in the first case the Idechot was effective to be made Simon? In other words, if Shimon didn't swear, so then he would have to pay. So the Hagodah of the Dechot had the effect of forcing the mitzvah to pay. Alachaskamo lechamo, when the mitzvah is higher issue. So if he doesn't swear, he has to pay. And if Nidechot testifies on his behalf that he should be relieved of pain without swearing. Now, the question is, what kind of logic is it? Monisha, why? Well, you could say that there is good logic here because to be made simone, in order to be made simone from the Murzek requires a greater degree of evidence than to be marzik moment, the other music. But you see, You see, I mean that there is a Amenavishin would say, So you see, I mean that the difference that Miga is not strong, is not a sufficient, is not a sufficient evidence or time, whatever it is, to is not strong enough of the time to be made Simone, but to be magic Mommy, yes. So it requires a greater degree of evidence in order to be made Simone than to be magic Mommy. So if an Idechot is effective to be made Simone, when he's Mechayiv Shvui, so what does Shvui mean? Shvui is not in Mitzvot Aseh. Every Shvui is in Mimonefshech. Shvui is in Mimonefshech. Every Shvui involves an alternative. In other words, he's Mechayiv to swear. But suppose he says, I don't want to swear, I don't like to swear. Fine, he's a wonderful person. But then he has to pay. So what does Shvui mean? Shvui means you have to swear. You don't want to swear, you don't have to swear, but then you have to pay. It's a Mimonefshech. So since an Idechot is effective to be Meitzim Omen, it certainly should be effective to be Ma'azik Omen. That seems to be a very good line of logic. But if we are to follow up this line of logic, so we could ask Kikashe, now how is it that Nishba v'Nifta there is a Shvei D'Raiseh, Nishba v'Neitel there is no Shvei D'Raiseh. So what does Nishba v'Nifta mean? Nishba v'Nifta means, in other words, you have to swear, and if you don't swear, you don't swear, so then you have to pay. You have to pay. So this kind of shvur there is. But Nishba v'Neitel, that there isn't. But Monev Shech, if it is, he's allowed, if he's entitled, if let's say the shvuye means that he is mechuyev to pay if he doesn't swear, why shouldn't there be a shvuye of Nishba v'Neitel? The answer is, there is no logic. There's a Gerus HaKosu. There is a shvuye of Nishba v'Neitel, there is no shvuye of Nishba v'Neitel. So what kind of a kavuchemer of logic is that? He says, umaki shoeid misayeya li mishayim muzek. Zeik isa muzek lishba. Why? That's the Gerus HaKosuv. There is an Idechot is Mechayev Ishvue, but he doesn't partner of Ishvue. That's all. So we have to say, since the Maharam Rutenberg mentions this riot, and it's not a Kalachemer of Yalfus, it's a Kalachemer of logic, that the Maharam Rutenberg holds, now, actually we could raise a shaila. The halacha that Nidechot is Mechayev Ishvue. So what's the pshat? It could be, of course it's a Gerus HaKosuv, but what is implicit in the Gerus HaKosuv? It could be, it's a Gerus HaKosuv that the Hagodah of Nidechot is Mechayev Ishvue. Just as the Doye B'Miktas is Mechayev Ishvue. Reuven says to Shimon, you borrowed $100. Shimon says, no, I borrowed from you only $50. So the Hagot, the Hidoye, the Mikdash, the Mechayev Ishvue, and the rest. So if Reuven says to Shimon, you borrowed $100, and Shimon says, La'adam, and Idechot testifies, that he did borrow $100, so the Hagot of the Idechot is Mechayev Ishvue to the Nitva, that he should contradict the Hagot. Not that the Idechot is Nemon Megav Ishvue. And Idechot is no Nemon. We need two aids. And Idechot, no. It's not a question of Nemon. It's not a question of Nemone. It's a Gzeres HaKosu that an Idechot is Nem. Vigabi Shvui is Nem. Vicholovin uchokhato suden ikom. He is not Nemon Ligabi Momen. But Ligabi Momen, Ligabi Foshet is not Nemon. But Ligabi Shvui is Nemone. So an Idechot Ligabi Shvui is like two Eidim Ligabi Momen. So let's say when two Eidim say, Reuven says to Shimon, you borrowed from me $100. Shimon says, Ladam, two Eidim come and testify on behalf of the Teleah. So then he has to pay. So why does he have to pay? Because the Hagodah of the two Eidim, the Hagodah of the two Eidim is higher than the $100? No. The Hagodah of the two Eidim is Mivaret. There's need to be covered Hagodah. So we know that he borrowed. So maybe he has to pay. It's not that the Hagodah of the two Eidim is higher. The God of the 280 when Bez Mizikabo, the God of the 280, so that is Mivaria. So maybe he has to pay. So maybe the same thing is true regarding the Echot in connection with Shue. But only regarding Mone, and if the Echot has no Nemone, only 280, and regarding Shue, so the Echot is just as effective as 280 regarding Mone. So he has the same Nemone the 280 have regarding Mone. So Mimele is Chayav Yeshua. What does Chayav Yeshua mean? Either swear or you pay. And in regard to this Mimonev Sheikh, to this alternative, either you swear or you pay. So the Dechot is Nemon, we are Mikabu Deides. Like to Agon of Deides. That's one way of saying it, but we can say no. Since Ligabi Momei, so only two Eidim with Bez can be Mikabe, have Nemone. So Ligabi Shue, only two of them have the money. But why does he have to swear? Just as they made a miktas as to swear. The Hidoye the miktas is mechayev. So the agode of the Idechot is mechayev, Yishvui, imposes Yishvui upon the mitzvah to take Yishvui to contradict the agode of Idechot. It's not because of the money. Now, if we say, so if look, there is a riot from this Maram Rutenberg. If we say that the Maram Rutenberg holds that Idechot is not, he is Nemones Ligabi Shvui, just as 280 have Nemones Ligabi Mone. But it's exerts also that the Agode of an Idechot is Mechayev Shvui and Mitzvah to contradict the Idechot, to contradict the Idechot. So then we can understand, Mones Sheikh, if an Idechot has Nemones Ligabi Shvui to be Mechayev Shvui, so certainly he should have Nemones, to lehavzik the moment, to pattern him from the shvui, to lepattern him from the shvui, which is only lehavzik. If he has the moment, to be mechayev. Mechayev means lehit. Because what does it mean when he dechot is mechayev shvui? And if he doesn't swear, so he has to pay. So actually, the dechot is nemon lehit the moment. So he certainly should be nemon. Lift the Nashwe, which is only the harot, which is only the harot. But if we are going to say so, then we understand the kalvachemer of logic. Is a keach merude keach hamurde keach shemurde. But if we are going to assume, that the halacha the idechot chayav shvui is not a din of nemones and idechot legal shvui is the same nemones as two eidim legal nemones. It's exactly the kosov that the agoda of idechot in chayav shvui upon the nitva. Just as the Idoye be mixed Mechayev Yishvui and Mitzvah. So, maybe we cannot say any logic. So, the Gzeres HaKosov is Mechayev Yishvui, but not Pater Yishvui. The other argument is all right. However, how did it come? How come Yishvui? So, it doesn't make any difference. But how can, what kind of an argument is it? Is it Keach Merube, Keach Amur, Keach Sheim, or is it? What has the Chiyuv Shvui to do with whether the Keach HaMurzek is stronger or not. Shvui is a Gzeres HaKosov. So Idechot is Mechayev Yishvui. Chayev Yishvui only L'chayev. Chayev Yishvui. But not L'Pater Shvui. That's not. We have no Gzeres HaKosov on that. If it's a din of Nemones. So we say, since there is a Gzeres HaKosov, Idechot has Nemones L'Gabi Chiyuv Shvui, like to Eidim. So he certainly should have Nemones L'Gabi pattern from Yishvui. The result would be lehavzik mome, not lehitzi mome. He certainly should have nemone. All right, so it's mashma from the Maram Rutenberg that the Maram Rutenberg holds that the halacha yidechot mechayev shvui is not exeret hakosuv, the hagodel of yidechot is mechayev shvui and mitzvah. But he has nemones ligabi shvui, just as two eidim have nemones ligabi mome. Veheide v'raye, miligoma rabchiye. The Eidim Mechayev Yishvui Lashom, Mibinaye, the Pivi Yidech. That's Toner Rabchei Kamayis. So what does Toner Rabchei Kamayis say? That if Ruvi says to Shimon, you owe me $100. So Shimon says, Shimon is the Kibra Hato, says Lada. And then two Eidim testify that he owes 50. The other 50, they don't know. They don't know. But they know that he owes 50. So he's Mechayev to swear on the other 50. So the Gemara says that Rabchiye learns it out from Matzad, from Pif and Idechot. just the speed is mechayev shvui. In other words, if somebody is a little mikdash mechayev shvui, and just in the dechud mechayev shvui, yes, or to eat him, are also mechayev shvui. Now, whenever something is reduced to a matzah, so if there is any pirche, that's the cause. If there is any pirche, if we can show that there is a certain chumra in the two of them, in the two premises from which you deduce a third thing, now here we have the two premises, the two remaining. The two remaining is piv and idechot. And what's the new mat is eight. So there is a klal in matzah that if there is any pirche, if we can show that there is any chumra that inheres in the two milamdim, which does not inhere in the new mat, even if it will be like that, so the mele, it refutes the whole Yalfus. So, Behidi V'chai, Mgomar Ha'priye, Behidi M'chai V'shui, L'ashom, M'naya, Depi V'zechot, V'yisal K'dai Tor V'zechot, Ein Peiter, M'na Shvui, Rifrech, Mal Depi V'zechot, Kishim M'chai V'shui, Kaitz, Ben Peiter Yisei Shvui, Shimo Yeyachot, Bo Umeit, Kedivra Nitva, Ein Peiter M'na Shvui, וכן פיו אם הוא יבוא יחוד ואומר אין חייב כול ואפילו שניים אומרים כן פתאום נעשווי שחיל וצץ וידעת בלדים כמעידים דומה תימא בעידים שאפילו נעימה שם חייב נשווי יש לנו בחוש בחיי צבן ועוד רוס את חיסד האחים נמצא אל הניף והפות נעשווי וכל מעצת פחינון כל דירו אף אגב בהבה לכולו וחומרי וכל שכן לפי חשוב ופחינון לי אלא על כל חוך ידחות פתאום נעשווי כשם שהוא מחייב שווי. So one another guy of Maram Gutenberg is that since the Gemara Priya Kamaiti tries to learn out that Imam Chaya Vishwe, when Rubin says to Shimon, you bow to me $100, and Shimon says, Ladam and to Aidi testify the Kalapochet that he owes, that Shimon owes $50. So Rubin has to swear, Ishwe, the Raise, and the other 50, and the other 50. So and also it, so we learn it out just as people don't even mix that in Chayishwe. And Idechon Chayishwe, you couldn't learn it out from Piv alone, because Piv is Piv by itself a certain chumra, so when they both to it. We couldn't learn it out from Idechon alone, because Idechon, the chiyuv that Idechon is Chayishwe, a certain chumra, or when they both to it. But we learn it out from Piv and Idechon. So then, only if you have a pirche, that there is a certain chumre, any chumre, chumre kodehu, that inheres in the two of them, that does not inhere into aiding, then we can refute it. So he said, if we are going to assume, not like the Ramatam, not like Maram Gutenberg, that a dechod is not, cannot pater from a shvue, cannot pattern a shvue, so then we have a pirche kolpehu in hearing in pivin idechot, a chumre kolpehu that does not inhere into aidim. Because, let's assume that two aidim are mechayev shvue. That we, if Reuven says to Shimon, you bow from your $100, and Shimon says to Adam, and two aidim testify that he bowed the whole apochet 50, so Shimon has to swear a shvue deraisi on the other thing. Let's assume that. But suppose there will be two other Eidim who will be Makrich. So then it will be in Sofik. Trey. So then they will not be Mechayev Shvui. Because to be Mechayev Shvui, just as we cannot be Mechayev Momen, and in the case where they are Trey, so if two Eidim say Shimon bowed, and two Eidim say Shimon did not bow, they saw that Shimon did not bow, Will Shimon have to pay? No. Emitzim Momen Misofik. So Chiyuv Shvui also means it to us Momen, because Chiyuv Shvui is a Mimonef Shech, it's an alternative. Either you swear or you pay. So just as you cannot be Emitzim Momen in case of Trey, so you cannot be Mechayev Shvui in case of Trey. So even if we grant this din of Rechiyah Kamaisi, that Eidim are Mechayev Shvui, so it's only if two Eidim say that he bows it, and Nitzvah says Ladam, and two Eidim say that he owes Bechol HaPochet, and Nitzvah owes Bechol HaPochet 50, so then he's Mechayev to swear the Nitzvah and all of it. But suppose two other Eidim will be Makrish, the first God, so then he's Trey, so then he won't be Chayev Shvui. what the high issue. So that Mashiach, if we are going to say, so in other words, so, but if we are going to say that the Nidechot can only be Mechayev Shue, but he cannot pater from Mishue, he cannot pater from Mishue, so then both Piv and Nidechot, the two Milamdim, from which we are here twice to learn how to deduce, Eidim, so have a certain homeland, that Eidim do not know. Because suppose, let's say if we reject Rabbi Tamzin, so Eid is only Mechayev Shue, Eid Amtayeya is not part, does not pater Mishue. So if Shimon says is a little mikta, and that he owes only 50, and the Nidechot will testify in his favor that he owes only 50, he'll still have to swear. He'll still have to swear. So Piv has the chumre that when Piv is mechayev shvuye, so the shvuye is not poka, even when the Neid testifies on behalf of the Neid. Now the same thing, suppose an Idechot is Mechayev Shvuye, and then another Idechot will contradict him. Let's say, Rubin says to Shimon, you owe me $100. Shimon says, Ladam, and Idechot testifies on behalf of the Tevea. Then there is another Idechot that testifies on behalf of the Litva. So if we reject the Maram Rutin that Shiter, Rabbi Tam Shiter, then we have to say that he has to swear. Because just as an Idechot, Hamsayah cannot patter the shvuy of the mikzav, so we cannot pater the shvuy of the dechot. So that means that Piv and the dechot both have a chumre that the shvuy that the Piv is mechayev and the shvuy that the dechot is mechayev does not become poka by virtue of the fact that the neid testifies on behalf of the mikzav. Mashein came, so that's a chumre. In the chiyuv shvuy of the mikzav, chiyuv shvuy dechot, it cannot be poka through a testimony by an eid in the favor of the mitva. Mashenkin, the shvuy of two eidim, assuming that two eidim are mechayev, but suppose two other eidim would be makrish, so then that shvuy will be poka because it will be treyutrei. So that means, if we reject the Rabban Tam Shite, and if we say that Sayyid does not part of a Mishwe, so then it will follow that both Piv and Idechot have a certain Chumre that Eidim do not have, even if we grant that Eidim can be Mechayev Mishwe. Piv and Idechot are Mechayev Mishwe, and that Shwe is not Nifka by virtue of the fact that there is a testimony by an Eid in favor of the Mitva, and whereas Eidim, so two granted that Eidim are Mechayev Shvuye, but if there are two Eidim who testify Keneged, so then the Shvuye is Poka. So if there is Pir Rekoldehu, so then the whole Yalfuse falls down. So it's a raye. So how can Rav Chiya Kamaise learn out that Eidim are Mechayev Shvuye from Pir Yidechot? Ma'ali Pir Yidechot Sheikh Mui. Kim boyd, they hate with Tevas Hamitva, so he's still Chayev Shvuye. Mashen Kenedim granted that Eidim are Chayev Shvuye, but if he bore Eidim Kenesov, and they testified, and they were Makrish the first Eidim, so the reason that the Mitva is not Chayev Shvuye. So we have to say, like Habnetam, that Eidam Sayeya are partners of Shvuye. So Memele, Piv and Idechot do not have a chumre over and against to Eidim, because Piv and Idechot too. So when is Piv Mechayev Shvuye, as long as there is no Idechot, there is Misayed and Mitva. When is Idechot Mechayev Shvuye, there is no other Idechot who Misayed and Mitva. But if there is another Idechot who Misayed and Mitva, then the Mitzvah is not Chayev Shvuye, and the Mitva is not Chayev Shvuye to contradict the Idechot. Who testifies on behalf of the Tevet. That's what he said. Now, El al kol choch idechot it nashvue kishim shemachayishu. Ve'eid mevin raye, mehoda amrinom befirken lekamon. Omer lach rapchie, sh'ane hoche di komisaya lishtor, perush avo gav dehiler ba'al mechaye, hoche pota, mishim deloshin shtar shekosuk disloi misaya. Da amrinom chazoke di moyushovei shlo yoedim chsumim al sloim sam. Geben die Rohre in die Starzelle steigt. Chivin, di patroli, mi schwue, bis i jua starbe aume, aber bis i ein kanedis mura schein ala stein, koschken bi der hoche meit ki dir anis. It's a very strange law. Now, we have the Gemara further, we have a machlekes and vice, a machlekes between Rav Shimon and Elozor and Rebbe. Slow in Dimring. There is a machlekes in the Gemara west whether Hilach is Chayev or Hilach is Pot. Rav Chiya says that Hilach is Chayev. What does Hilach mean? If Ruben says to Shimon, Modim lo biyodi, v'alo him echin lo biyodi lo nunzuz, v'hilach. He makes an offer. So he's still chayav. But Rav Sheisha says, too he's made a mikzas. But the mikzas that he's made, he's ready to give it to him. So he's not considered as made a mikzas. So he's part. So the Gemara says, meitzveh. Now it's Abdallah Domed Bey. Slow in dealing. Mal v'im ha-chomesh lo yivim ha-sholeh. Rav Shimon lozor ha-im ha-roi v'im mikzas tayin yishba. Rav ha-kiveim ha-im ha-mishva v'idu part. Kutone mi esa shimu azar eina rovi misa tani nishba. Tani lo mashol isha shtayin pota. Vai shtar di kom meide vei hilechu. Because shtar means that he can collect from the dechosim, even if the dechosim are the soul to elekeya. So it's always considered if there is a shtar, since he can collect from the dechosim. Even if he sells them, so it's always considered as if the dechosim, the kakois, are offered to the teveya, that he should collect from them. So it's Eilich. So, why start the comedy of Eilichu? Who shman Eilich Potter, or Eilich Potter, or Eilich Chai? I think it's always about the Rabbi Kiri. Now, Mish Vavida, or Potter, come as Mish Mitzvah Stein, or Chai. Yoch, if Shimon is more Eilu, be Mitzvah Stein, be Yishba, as the Yishba, be Yolei, or Eilich Stein, Potter, or Eilich Chai. So, you ask, if Eilich is Chai, so why does Rav Shimon and Elozor say, only in the case where the Leive says, Sholei, she has to swear. But if the Leive says Stein, and the Star collaborates to the extent of Stein, because of the minimum of Sloim Stein, so then he's Potter. Why is Stein Potter? Ishano Hoche, the Commissar Lishto. Inamim Shinalu Stashi B'Kafe. But the first Loshon of the Gemara is, the Shrungsai Lishto. So in other words, so since the Star is Misayaya. Now Rashi says, V'shan ochel k'musayu l'shtor, elayidim achzum al ha-shtar, m'yidim k'dvor, sh'loyu l'shtayim, u'kach l'tpirsu m'yono, t'yukach n'tzorch shui. So in Melee, he becomes relieved of the shui. So we see that the siyua of the Star is strong enough to pattern the midim mikzas of the shui. Actually, the midim mikzas is the midim mikzas. The Malve claims five sloyim. And what does Mid Mikta say? I owe you only two sloim, so he's Mid Mikta. He's highly sure. But there is a Ktsasi Yua from the Star to the timing of the Mitzvah. Because what does the Star say? The Star says, Shimein Lovo Sloim Meruven. And Shimein, what's the minimum of sloim? Two is the minimum. But three could be sloim, and five, and ten, and a thousand could also be sloim. But since the Shtar doesn't say how many Sloim, and the minimum of Sloim is two, so there is a Siyua from the Shtar. The Shtar says, Shimim Lova Sloim Yeruvayim. So there is a Siyua from the Shtar. So Memele, the Shtar collaborates the time of the Minim Mikta. So he becomes relieved of the Shul. So he says, if the Siyua of the Shtar is strong enough to relieve him of the Shul, so I'm going to read Echo, he certainly. Well, I mean, it's a very strange ride. But one thing is clear. Again, that the Marami Rutenberg holds that the halacha that Nidechot is Mechayev Yishweh is not just a Gzeres HaKosuf, Hagodah of Nidechot is Mechayev Yishweh. Hagodah of Nidechot is Mechayev Yishweh. Because if we were to say Hagodah of Nidechot is Mechayev Yishweh, all right, so then we couldn't argue that Hagodah of Nidechot should patter on Yishweh. But assuming that we could argue, just as the Hagodah of Nidechot is strong enough to Mechayev Yishweh, so the Hagodah of Nidechot should be strong enough to patter on Yishweh. But what's the connection between Hagodah of Nidechot and Tziyua of Bishtar? What? Maybe Hagodah of Nidechot, so let's say So we could say Hagodah v'Dechot is can only be Mechayel Ishwe, but it cannot Pater of Ishwe. But Shtar is different. Shtar is alien. What kind of a Shaychet is? It's true that the Rosh Chayim is difficult, even if we say that the halacha that Idachot Mechayel Ishwe. So it's not just the Dachos of the Hagodah v'Dechot Mechayel Ishwe. Just as the idoyah of the mitzvah is mechayel ishwe, the idoyah of the mitzvah is mechayel ishwe. So there's the ktachos of the agon and idechot mechayel ishwe. But it's halacha that we gabi shvui and idechot has the same mnemonic as two eidim have we gabi moment. But, so if we say like that, fine. But let's say if somebody argues with the Maharam of Gutenberg and he says that an idechot is not that an idechot does not have mnemonis to pater of Yishuvim. So how does it follow that if an idechot does not have mnemonis to pater of Yishuvim, that the shtar is not effective to pater of Yishuvim? And Idechot maybe is not effective to part of a Mishwe because it's an Idechot, but Shtar is too heavy. So what's the right? So one thing is clear, that the Marami Rutenberg holds that the halacha that Idechot is Mechayel Ishwe is not just the Xerach HaKosov. The Hagodah of Idechot is Mechayel, just as the Ido even Mikzat of the Mitzvah of Mechayel. It's a din of the money. But even so, what's the right? So he could say he has the money. He has the money to be Mechayel Ishwe, but he does not have the money to Pater of Ishwe. Mashenkin Shtar is effective even to Pater of Ishwe. What's right? So we have to say, I mean, this is a very strange word. Now we have to say that here in the Maram Rutenberg, I mean, here the Rosh mentions the Maram Rutenberg Shit, and all the riots are not the Rosh riots. So it's the riots of the Maram Rutenberg. Now, so we have to say that the Maram Rutenberg agrees with the Lomdes of the Ramban in Suvet. I mentioned the Ramban in Suvet in the sugye of Roime of Gliuze Vikeinu. So Nemel Achilu Bitrumo and Nemel Ashi Yisho, so the Shem is a Kashe, why is Nemel Achilu Bitrumo with the Nige? So he should be Nemon, Bashi Elisha also in the Migay, if somebody else will support him. So the V says no, because regarding Bashi Elisha, he requires the support of someone else, so there is no Migay, because he cannot rely on somebody else. So, and the Ramban says, even if there has been a Migay, but since Bashi Elisha requires Edim, so Edim is required, so Migay is ineffective, because Migay is only a Choche. And if Edim is required, so even Meshav Aaron are not effective, so it's Exos HaKosu. Mashenkin Ligav Lachil Et Chumo, so then it's Yachudim Bisur. All we are interested in is just Birurim, so explaining Yesechochet are also effective. This is what Ramban said. So we see that Ramban Shiti is that where Edim is required, so then Hechochet, explaining Yesechochet are ineffective. But why is Migi effective? In Momain, because of Tanis Baldovo. If the Taime is collaborated by the Hoche of Mige, so then it's effective because of Nemones of Tanis of Baldovo. Oh, but the Hoches by themselves, explaining as the Hoches, are not effective. So then you ask Ishtar, so yes, how can one be Gevel with Ishtar? How can one be Gevel with Ishtar? Reuven is made Ishtar against Shimon. What does Ishtar say? That Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Reuven. When was the Shtar executed and signed? Before the Alboy. Case in Shtar will leave after Pishin Mao will limit. So the Edim who signed on the Shtar, they didn't even see Alboy. Still, we say that if someone is making Shtar against another, it can be made Simon. Why? Because it's a Rav. So if we say that extraneous Hoches are good, all right, fine. If extraneous Hoches are good. So Shtar is also an extraneous Hoches. Because true case is Shtar Leiva of Hashem Malvin made. So the Leiva, the one who intends to borrow money, let's say Shimon intends to borrow $1,000 from Buhay. So he can tell to Edim, now you execute the sign of Shtar for me. And when I will borrow the money from Ruvain, then I'll hand over the Shtar to Ruvain. So when the Edim execute and sign the Shtar, to whom do they surrender the Shtar? Not to Ruvain. They surrender the Shtar to Shimon. So how does Ruvain have it? So Teraye, that Shimon borrowed the money, and then he turned over the Shtar to him. So it's an extraneous chochet. But according to Ramban, extraneous chochets are not effective to be made the money. It's like there's a cause of Pishnai made him Yochum Domo. So if two Edim testify, we saw how Shimon borrowed $1,000, fine. But if Reuven produces a Shtar, and the Shtar states that Shimon borrowed $1,000, so that Shtar could have been signed by the Edim before the Avoyah took place, because case the Shtar later, Pishnai made the email. So then there is no Agolas Edim. So the answer is that there is a concept of Shtoreth. Shtoreth means a Biru Ravei. That's the Aloha of Shtoreth. That even though the Edim who signed the Shtar did not see the Etzem Alvoye, but that's the Aloha of Shtoreth. If the Ruvain produces the Shtar against Shimon, so then it's considered that there is a Agode of the Edim Ashtar that Shimon borrowed, even though if you ask the Edim Ashtar, themselves would say, we don't know. We only signed the Shtar and we turned it over to Shimon. What took place later on, we don't know. But that's the Aloha of Shtoreth. That even though the Edim, when they signed on the Shtar, so they didn't see the Alvoyas yet, case Shtar later on the email, but when the Alvoyas takes place and the Levi turns over the Shtar to the Malve and the Malve produces, so then it's considered that the Edim Ashtar testify in effect that they saw the Alvoy. Alright, that's the exact cause of Shtar. That's in regard to the case where there is an explicit Haggadah in the Shtar. Let's say, if there is an explicit Haggadah in the Shtar, the Shimon borrowed five slonim from Reuven. And then Reuven produces the Shtar against Shimon, so that's Haggadah say, Masha'in came in the case where in the star it's written, Shimon borrowed Sloim from Ruvain. Don't you say how many Sloim? It could be two, a minimum of two. It could be three, it could be four, it could be from two up to infinity. I mean, any number. So the question is, here we cannot say that since the minimum of Sloim is two, so where the Shtar doesn't specify any number, just Sloim, it means that they even testify as to two. We see, I mean, that this is not an explicit Haggadah. There is another Loshon in the Gemara that this Yua will not even pater of Yeshua. Because But how about this? The Shtar itself testifying, the answer is the Shtar doesn't testify. The Edim who signed in the Shtar, they don't say whether the Alvoyah was two Sloim or three or four or five, they don't say. They say Sloim. The Cholapoch has two. But they don't say whether it might have been five too. So there is no Haggadah saying that it was the Alvoyah was just two, not more than two. It is, so this is an extraneous Yetzichoch. In other words, when the Edim signed for Shimon Ishtar, which states that Shimon borrowed Sloim from Ruvain without specifying, and what does Shimon say now? It was two Sloim? So the fact that it wasn't spelled out, the number wasn't spelled out, is an extraneous Echoche. It's an extraneous Echoche. It's an extraneous echoche. So memeyoeh, so that it was only two slow. It was only two slow. But there is no Haggadah Seidim that it was only two slow. When is the Haggadah Seidim if it's spelled out? Then we say that there's a cause of Shtar. Since the Shtar states Shimon borrowed five slowim. Or two Sloim, if it's spelled out two Sloim. So then, even though the Edim didn't see the Alvoy at the time they signed the Shtar, then the Gesachotim of Shtar. The Edim testify in effect that there was only five Sloim, two Sloim, whatever this number is mentioned, it's called Aleph Lishtar. But where the Shtar doesn't mention a number, so then there is no Agoda Seyir. But why, what kind of Seyir is it? That's an extraneous Seyir. Now, according to Ramban, so by moment when the Torah says Al Pishnayim Meidim Yokum Dovo, Al Pishnayim Meidim Yokum Dovo, so then we require that Geidim, we require that Geidim, and the Chochet Baum, it will not be enough. It's because of course of Eidim, even Meshav Aaron will not be enough. It's because of course of Eidim, and even Meshav Aaron will not be enough. So in Meile, the Maram of Gutenberg says, he mentions the right. He said, there the Gemara says, Shanuach is Messiah Lishdosh. Now this does not mean that there is a Goda Shtar, a Goda Seidim, that only two Sloy, that the Levi bowed only two Sloy. No, it could have been five Sloy. But still he's Potter, even though he's in the Mikta, so he's Potter of Ishvue, so Rav Shimon Elozo is made it. That in such a case, if it's a Shtar, he's already a Shtar, where the Shtar is Messiah, so he wouldn't have to swear a Shwe with the Mikzah. Why wouldn't he have to swear a Shwe with the Mikzah? Why? Because Messiah is Shtar. So that's an extraneous Zechor. As Rashi points out, from Moshe of Rashi is Mashma, that it's an extraneous Zechor. There is no Agoda Seyir. Now, how can an extraneous Zechor be effective? But by moment we require aiding. Extraneous Zechor is not effective. Is not effective. And Miki wouldn't be effective either, except for the fact that it's Tainet Baldovo, a special aloche of the Mones of Tainet. But there is no Ihoche. So we see from that, that in Idechot, here it's a question of being patterned from Ishwe. So we see from that, that in Idechot, when the Torah says, that an Idechot is effective to be Mechayev Ishwe, in the same Zertakosu, the Torah also says that an Idechot is effective to Pater of Ishwe. So, since an Idechot there is a Zertakosu, that an Idechot is effective both to be Mechayev Ishwe and to Pater of Ishwe. So what do we see? But there is Aloche, Al Pishnayim Meidim Yokum Dovo, Al Pishnayim Meidim Yokum Dovo, and the Maram of Gutenberg holds. And that is mentioned in other Rishonim also, that as a matter of fact, as far as Mnemonis is concerned, as far as the Choches is concerned, so Monefshech, if Hagode of Nidechot is a, if Hagode of, by two Eidim, by two Kosher Eidim, is a Choche, so Hagode by one Eidim should also be a good Choche. And if Haggadah by one aid is not a biro, so Haggadah by two is not a biro also. Is not a biro either. I mean, what difference does it make? Monefshech, if we say that Haggadah by two aid is a biro. Why is it a biro? Because how could two kosher Jews testify for? It's impossible. It's a hoch. Monefshech, how could... So it's impossible that two kosher Jews should testify falsely and one kosher Jew. It is possible. Just the two, the meeting of the minds and of two, that's an impossibility. So Monefshech, if it is a Yechoche, that when two Eidim testify, it's a Yechoche, that it's Emes, because otherwise they wouldn't testify. So when one testifies, it should also be a Yechoche. The answer is in a chanam. It is a yichoche. If it is a yichoche, when two testify that Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Reuven, it's a yichoche, it's emes, because they wouldn't testify falsely. So when one testifies, it's also a yichoche. But there is a gzeras hakosu v'al pishnayim meidim yokum dovo. Besdin is only mikabel agode of two in momen, not of one. But it's not a question that two is a biro. One is not a biro. If two is a biro, if the agoda of two aidin is a biro, so the agoda of one is also a biro. But it's the sakosu of Alpishnayim aidin yokum dovo. Alpishnayim aidin yokum dovo. So mimele, that is, so since we have the sakosu, now if we assume that the sakosu of chlovin uchochatos, the yokum idechot biovin uchochatos, so, whoever will have to do the Nikom, I will come with Shwar, But Lishvo is God. So what does it mean, Lishvo? So if we say like Baram Rutendach says, that the Zakos of Lishvo is God, implies that he is, Lishvo Kom implies that he is Nemo, that he is Nemo, and we are Mikabu is Edith, Bailey Gabi Lechayev Shui, Bailey Gabi Lifter Shui, Ligabi Shui, whether it's Lechayev or Lifter. So we are Mikabu da Agoda Venidachot. So what does it mean? That means that actually the Agoda of 1-8 is also as good a Biro as the Agoda of 2-8. Because if the Agoda of 1 kosher is not a good Biro, the Agoda of 2 would not be a good Biro either. I mean, if you take two Birurim that are not Birurim, so how could the combination of the two make it into a good Biro? The answer is, if the Agoda of two kosher Eidim is a good Biro, so the Agoda of one Eid is also a good Biro. Is also a good Biro. But it's Igzeres HaKosuv, Al Pishnayim Meidim Yochum Dovo. It's Igzeres HaKosuv, that Besdin cannot act in moment. On the basis of Agoda Sidechot, there has to be two Eid. Not that because Sidechot is not a Biro. It is a Biro, like 280, but the Zakosu will require 280. But here we have Exeres Zakosu, Licholovin, Lichochatos, and Mikom, Alukom, Lishuo. And if we assume that the Pshat, Alukom, Lishuo, is Bein Lichayev, Bein Lifteya. So what does it mean? That Ligav Lishuo, whether it is to be Lichayev Lishuo, so that it, and even Lifteya Lishuo, so the Exeres Zakosu, Ligav Lifteya Lishuo, so the Exeres Zakosu, of Al Pishnai Meidim Yochum Dovo doesn't apply. If the Xeras HaKosuv of Al Pishnai Meidim Yochum Dovo doesn't apply, so Mele other Birurim are also just as good. So extraneous Echoches are also good. Why does the Ramban say that extraneous Echoches are not good? Because there's the Xeras HaKosuv of Al Pishnai Meidim Yochum Dovo. But if we say that the Xeras HaKosuv of Avokobu and Shvu implies that an Idechot can patter from Ishwe. So obviously the Zakosuv of Avishnai Meidim Yochum Dovo does not apply to patter in Ishwe. So since the Zakosuv of Avishnai Meidim Yochum Dovo doesn't apply regarding pattering of Ishwe, so an extraneous Echoche is also good. So the Siyua of the Shtar is an extraneous Echoche. True, you don't have a good saying regarding that.